Okay. I'd like to focus today on the bracha Birchas Yitzchak of Yitein Lecha Elokim, and at the end discuss also the minhag that we have, or we should have, about saying these psukim on Motzai Shabbos. The Torah says, V'yitein lecha Elokim mital ha-shamayim mishmonei ha-oretz rov dogam v'sirosh. All these things. Yavducha amim mishtachavu l'olumim hevir v'lechecha mishtachavu l'chol b'nei yimecha v'recha roon v'vhecha baruch. So the famous Rashi, the famous Chazal, V'yitein, the extra vav, Yitein v'yachzor v'yitein. Hashem is going to give and give even more. And there's a very famous vort, I'll say it over. I'm not sure who the original one to attribute it, which original Hasidic source to attribute the vort to. It's a famous vort, but that's not the vort that I want to speak about today. But I can't not mention it, you know, in this context, because then some will say, you know, we didn't mention it. And that is, the idea is that, what does v'yitein l'cha yitein yachzor v'yitein means? Hashem is going to give you bracha, but he's not going to give it to you all at once, lump sum. He's going to give you a little today, a little next week, a little next week. Why is that? Because if he gives it to you all lump sum, then you'll forget about him. You won't have any relationship with God. You know, it's all given and then you forget. If he gives a little bit, and then you have to daven for more, and each time daven for more, then you'll have an ongoing relationship. And that is tied in with the klala of the Nachash. Because the Nachash had a klala, offer tochal kol yimei chayecha. So the question is, why is that such a klala? I mean, there's offer all around. So I hate offer. We can't eat offer. But if you can eat offer, that would be the best. You wouldn't have to spend so much money on food. You just take from the ground and eat it. Wouldn't that be great? So the word is no, because exactly the same idea that the Nachash now has no kesher with the Ribbono Shalom. Never has to daven for food because it's always there. So that's the biggest klala, to lose that kesher. And that's the Rabbi Chaim Yaakov Goldberg always used to say over this thing, but it predates. It predates him. But this is the famous word of Yitein v'yachzor v'yitein. But that's not what I want to focus on today. But you should know this is a famous idea, and it's worthwhile, an idea of having an ongoing relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, an ongoing relationship with a Rebbe, an ongoing relationship with a friend. The importance of an ongoing relationship that's learned out from Yitein v'yachzor v'yitein. But I'd like to speak about something else. Take a look at the Medrash. This V'yitein V'yachzor V'yitein is a Medrash on page 3. V'yitein L'cha V'yitein V'yachzor V'yitein. Then the Medrash continues. V'yitein L'cha Brachos V'yitein L'cha Kivishon. What does that mean? So Rashi says, "Yitein lecha brachos atzmon." You can get the brachos. "Yitein lecha kvishon mekomos v'kelim lekabel behemes habrachos." In other words, it's not enough to have brachos. If somebody gives me wants to give me a lot of milk, but I don't have any containers to put the milk in, so what is the good, right? So God gives you bracha. If you don't have containers to put it in, what good is it? So, and we know the Kli Machzik Bracha is Shalom, and that's an important thing. But let's understand this idea. What does it mean? Yitein lecha brachos v'yitein lecha kivishon. Hashem will give you the brachos, and the other v'yitein is the vav is mosif. Another thing that not only you get the brachos, but you'll get the Kli to be Machzik the brachos. And we have to understand what that means as well. Then we have another Medrash, Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer, another Chazal on page 4. The pasuk says, "Reb Yehuda Omer, Esa brachas beirich Yitzchak liYaakov." That Yitzchak gave Yaakov 10 brachas. Al Talei Shamayim is one. Al Dagan Haaretz, etc. You count them, the 10 brachas. The 10 brachas are keneged Asara Mamara Shebahem Nivra Olam. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Vayomer 10 times. It's really only 9 times. The Bereishis is also called a Maimer. So 10 times Hashem spoke to create the world. So the brachas that Yitzchak gives Yaakov is the 10 brachas of Dagon, if you count them up. Tal Shamayim, Shemon Ne'arit, Dagon, you count them all up, it's 10. So the same idea over is connected to 10 Mamorim that the world was created. And we have to understand what's the connection between the 10 brachas of Yitzchak and the creation of the world. Then we have another medrash, Chaim Paradis quotes this, that it's also the Midrash Tache, or Chaim Paradis quotes the Pirkei Avos, the Midrash Tache also finds other tens to parallel the Birkas Yitzchak to. Keneged Yud Mamaros, Berech HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Adam HaRishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave a bracha to Adam Rishon, he said, Pru, Urvu, Mulus Aretz, Kivshua, you count it, it's 10. And Avram Avinu had 10 Nisyonos. And by Bris Mila, it says 10 times Bris. Ukenegdam, bottom line, Berech Yitzchak Yaakov, Yud Brachas V'Yitelucha. And connected this, then with Yud Brachas of Yitelcha. So what's the connection of all these tens? Just Stam, the number 10, the 10 Mamorim of the Briyas Olam, the 10 Nisyonos of Avraham, the 10 times it says Bris by Bris Mila, the 10 Brachas of Yitzchak for Yaakov. What is this all about? Oh. Then we have an interesting Gemara in Brachas, and Daf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph, where the Gemara says that there are 10 things about a kosher bracha. Like when you fill up the kos for Kiddush, that's the kosher bracha. There are 10 things. Ta'on hadacha. You have to wash it out. Ushtifa, you have to rinse out the outside. In other words, hadacha and shtifa are both rinsing. One is rinsing the inside, and one is rinsing the outside. Then chai, you put the wine in undiluted, and then you pour water in it. Umala, you fill it up. Itur, you're supposed to surround it. Different opinions what that means. One opinion says you're supposed to have a lot of people there by the Koshal Bracha. Matreu b'talmidim. Or other opinion says you shouldn't just have one cup. You should have a whole bunch of cups and then use one cup. Ituf, you should cover your head while you're using it. Notol b'shtei yadav, you pick it up with two hands. You shouldn't just pick up the cup with one hand and then put it in your right hand. And then you pick it up from the karka tefach and then you look at it. You look at the wine and then you send it to matana to your wife. You send the matanah l'anshei beiso. Most probably, the Sama Rebbe pointed out, most probably means if the wife is not there, you should send it to her. You know, so she should have, wherever she is, you know, send the shliach, so she should get some from the kosher bracha. Certainly if she's there, you know, to give it to her. So the maral, and then there's another opinion that says we only have 4 of these things. Look, V'yesh Omrim, the last word on the line is V'yesh. V'yesh Omrim, Amar Rav Yochanan, Anu Ein Lanu El Arba. We only have 4. What are the 4? Hadacha, Shtifa, Chai, Umale. Only 4 things. Hadacha, Shtifa, Chai, Umale. That the rinsing, inside, outside, Chai, that has to be undiluted wine when you first put it in, and to fill up the cup to the top. Oh. So the Maral Miprag says a fascinating idea. He says that the 10 halachas that we have of Koshal Bracha parallel the 10 brachas of Yitzchak to Yaakov. How so? So look in the Siva Sol on page 8. Ain't Safik, Himashi Yishal Koshal Bracha Davka Asar Dvarim, Ain't Zadover Mikra. It's not in coincidence. Shekachi Ramisbar. Aval Elo Asar Dvarim Hekeneged Esa Bracha Sheberich Yitzchak to Yaakov. Hitein Lecha Elokim Mitala Shemaim. Zeki Kenegan Mitala Shemaim Shnoim Arts Hushtif of Hadacha. In other words, Tala Shemaim Tal Medicha Karka Bibachutz. When you have dew, so the dew goes on the ground, but it doesn't penetrate the ground, right? It just wets the ground superficially. So that's like the outer rinsing of the cup. Mishmone Haaretz, that the real rain that. Hadacha b'fnim g'negen shmoneh ha'aretz u'gam kein lachluchim shel shemen u'b'fnim ha'aretz shein ha'aretz eretz yivesha, meaning shmoneh ha'aretz means that the land is going to be fruitful and productive. It means that the nutrients in the ground are going to be good nutrients. So that's internal. That's the k'neged, the washing of the cup inside. So Betal HaShemayim is Keneged Shtifa, and the Shmoneh HaAretz is Keneged Hadafa. Chai is Keneged V'tirosh. Right, the Pasuk says, Yitei Lecham Betal HaShemayim Rov Dogon V'sirosh. So that's the wine itself that has to be undiluted wine. So that's the Tirosh. And then Mole is Keneged Rov Dogon. Dogon is when it's a complete sheath. So that's like it's mole. And then look further on page 9. Itur v'ituv, next paragraph. So itur means that a lot of people are going to surround you, either a lot of cups or a lot of people. That's keneged what it says, yavducha amim, that all the goyim are going to be surround you. And that's the itur. Vishtachavul umim is ituf, because people are going to bow down to you. That represents, because when you're ituf means you're fully dressed, you have your hat on, you everything that's covered. So that's the connected people bowing down to you, right? And mekablu mishteyada magbiya menakarka tefach is connected people are going to bow down. Vishtachavu lecha, it's just like you're above the ground and they're going to bow down to you. And and that's pshat, he said, unbelievable. That what's pshat in Rabbi Yochanan, we only have four. He says, because b'zman hazeh, the goyim aren't bowing down to us. So the reason why he said we only do four is because we don't have the kiyum of the bracha yet. Oh, we have the Tal HaShemayim, Mishmoneh Haaretz, the Rav Dogon V'Sirosh, that we have. But we don't have Yishtachavul, you know, we don't have all the other things because we don't have the parallel of that in the bracha. So that's what it means, anu elanu, ela, these four things, because the other parts of the what you do to the Koshal Bracha, we don't have, wasn't Mekuyim in the Berkas Yaakov yet. We don't have that, the Goyim are bowing down to us and everything like that. But the point of the Maral is that all these halachas are connected, these are the connected what we do to the Koshal Bracha. So we have to understand, what does this mean? What's the significance? That all these things that are done to the Koshal Bracha are connected. The Tal HaShemayim is the Hadacha, the Shmoneh Aretz, you know, all the different things that are mentioned. So why are we comparing the Brachas to the Koshal Bracha? And if you see, Rav Chaim Pardes quotes these Makoros here on page 10 and 11 in his Sefer. But I want to give a pshat based on something that I saw. Oh, now, there's a famous Chazal in the Medrash that says the following on page 12. Mizkeinim esbonon, which means that who was the first one to give the brachas? The first brachas we see that, we'll see that Avram gives a bracha to Yitzchak, then Yitzchak to Yaakov, then Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael, and then David HaMelech. So he says like this. Let me take you through the psukim. Look, page 13. Take a look. I purposely xeroxed it so you can see how it works. Look carefully. V'lenei ha'pilokshim asher l'avram noson l'avram matanos. V'yishalem me'al Yitzchak b'no. So what does Avram do to Yitzchak? Noson. So Yitzchak learns the word noson from Avraham, and how does he start his bracha off? No. V'yitein. Where did he get that loshen v'yitein? Because the loshen noson Avraham. Right? Then we have v'yitein. So then, what is Yitzchak at the end of the bracha? How does the bracha end? Of the v'yitein? Then it says, v'yikra Yitzchak el Yaakov. Vayivarech oso. So he ends off his bracha with what? Vayikra. So how does the bracha of Yaakov to his sons begin? Page 15. Vayikra Yaakov el banov. Whereas each one starts off where the other one left off. Avram speaks about Nosan, so Yitzchak picks up Vayite. Yitzchak ends off Vayikra, and then Yaakov begins with Vayikra. Now how does Yaakov end on page 17, the top line of page 17, right side. Vizos asher dibra lehem avihem. Vizos. He ends off Vizos. And how does Moshe Rabbeinu begin? No. Vizos habracha asher berach Moshe. And then how does Moshe end the brachas? Ashrecha Yisrael michamocha. And how does David HaMelech begin to heal him? Ashrei ha'ish, asher halach matzah tushayim. So now take a look in the Medrash, and now you'll see it in one shot. On page 12. Mizkeinim, Amar Moshe, mizkeinim esbonam. In other words, I'm going to learn how to give a bracha from the previous generations. Yitzchak sheberach Yaakov Amar lo v'kel shaddai b'mechasam v'yikra Yitzchak as Yaakov. He ends off with Vayikra. Av Yaakov, b'masha pasuk aviv, misham hischil. That his father ended off with Vayikra, so he begins with Vayikra. Vayikra Yaakov al-Banov. How does he end? V'zos asher diber. Mimokam sher pasuk, misham hischil Moshe, v'zos habracha. How is Moshe chosem? Ashrech Yisrael. How does David begin? Ashrech ha'ish. So we have to understand as well, what is this just a play on words? You know, what's this idea? That each one uses the word that... Okay. So I saw a beautiful idea in the Sefer Drushas Beis Yishai from Rav Shlomo Fisher. And with this idea, I want to... And he uses this to explain V'yitein, V'yachzo, V'yitein. And with this, Rabosai, we can explain everything. Okay? So... He brings all the different pshatim in Yitein V'yachzor V'yitein, even the famous one as well that I started the shiur off with. If you look on page 26, he says Kviyar Biru B'Svarim. That's the famous pshat. He doesn't even say who the original one, but everyone knows it's in all the Svarim. But he says like this in the second arrow on page 26. What does it mean Yitein V'yachzor V'yitein? He says, "Open Ravin near Ikar, who Loshen Medrashu v'Yitein v'Yachzor v'Yitein, Yitein l'cha brachos, Yitein l'cha kivushei." So it means like this.
It means like this.
You can read the mashal, but well, let me show you on page. How do the pages go here? Should be page 20. What he says is like this. What he says is that each time that Klal Yisrael reached another madrega. But what's the significance of those brachas? What was the first brachas? That Avram gives Yitzchak brachas, Yitzchak gives Yaakov. Whereas each time Klal Yisrael reached another plateau. First, they were the Shvatim. They were tribes. And then they built on that. And they became, in other words, first they were sons. First Yaakov was, Yitzchak is giving Yaakov a bracha, right? Yaakov's his son. Then Yaakov gives the 12 sons, which is the whole family. So you go from an individual to a family. Then from a family to a tribe. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu gives the tribe of brachas. And then David HaMelech, they become a kingdom. So at each stage of the way, there's another bracha that's given. So the point is, each stage of the way in life, you have a building block for the next stage. So in other words, first you start out as a Yitzchak with a Yaakov. You start out as an individual. He's giving an individual a bracha. Then Yaakov gives a bracha to a family, to his 12 children. Then Moshe Rabbeinu gives a bracha to tribes. Then from the tribes we go to what? To David HaMelech, who gives it to a kingdom. So the pshat is, what's a bracha today is a clay kibul for the next stage. In other words, when you're building a building, so what's the goal is today to put the next layer on. Tomorrow, what you did yesterday is the foundation for tomorrow's thing. So he gives a mashal, Kishatinok, on page whatever, Nichtos the base is safer. So the first thing you go to yeshiva, you learn the Aleph base. So that's the learning. The learning is the Aleph base. And that's, you make a Birkas HaTorah on the Aleph base. After you learn the Aleph base, now the Aleph base becomes the Kli Machzik Bracha to learn the Siddur. So what was yesterday was the learning. The next day is the clay kibul for the next stage. And then, after that, you get the ability to read. So now the reading, and now that you can learn the Gemara. And then, in other words, every stage of the way, as you get it, is a bracha, but it serves as the foundation for the next step. And that's v'yitein v'yachzor v'yitein. That every step of the way is a bracha, but it also serves as the foundation of the next. Like first you go to elementary school. So that's your learning. Then you take that learning, and that's the foundation for your high school learning, etc. 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 Or in your personal lives. First you're a bar mitzvah, and then you have that stage of your life. And then you get married, and then you have kids, and then you become a father. Each stage of the life is a bracha, but then that bracha now is the foundation for the next step. So that's what it means, yitein v'yachzor v'yitein. That every step of the life is a bracha, so therefore you need a bracha for that stage, because not only it's a bracha for today, it's the foundation for tomorrow. So that's what it means. It goes, life goes in stages. And that's pshat, Rabosai, perhaps also in the Maral's comparison to the Kol Shel Bracha. Because the brachas are the brachas that Yitzchak gives Yaakov are the Kol Shel Bracha, because the bracha is, what's the bracha today is the clay kibul for tomorrow. Whereas you learned in Eretz Yisrael, so now that was the bracha b'shaito. But now that becomes a kibul for you to do something even more than that, and to build on that, etc. And that's what life is all about. Life is going from
from stage to stage, from one stage to the next stage. And the problem is, we try to rush through the stages. We rush through the stages, and we don't enjoy. We're always waiting. Yeah, when am I going to get to the next stage? But you don't enjoy this stage, and you don't make this stage. And for the next stage to be meaningful, you have to make this stage significant, because this is going to be the foundation for the next stage. So what you do, like the mashal he gave, first the kid learns Aleph Beis, and now that's the bracha of today. That's the Torah of today. But that Torah of today is the kli kibul for tomorrow's Torah. Because once he'll know the Aleph Beis, now he'll be able to read. Once he knows to read, now he'll be able to understand. But if you rush the stages, then you don't have a proper kli kibul for the next stage. So therefore, every stage you need a bracha that should be firm, because it's now going to serve you for the next stage. And you shouldn't rush through. People, especially here, always the attitude throughout, rush as fast as I can get done, whatever I can get done. I'm going to not spend an extra second, an extra minute. Rush, 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 rush. But no, every stage in life is an important stage, and you have to enjoy it. The next stage will come in its due time. But enjoy what you're doing now and make it meaningful, because whatever you're doing now is the foundation for the next stage. And a lot of times when people go too fast and they get to the next stage, it's not so good because they didn't make a good foundation the stage before. So that's the Yitein V'yachzor V'yitein. That's why it's compared to a koshel bracha, because a koshel bracha is what's machzik the bracha. It's the klei kibul. It's what's machzik the bracha. And perhaps that's why every week we start the week off by saying V'yitein Lecha. Because V'yitein Lecha is a bracha which teaches us this message, that every week is a new beginning. So whatever I did last week, now I'm going to build. What's coming this week is going to be on last week's foundation. But if I miss shiur last week, so I missed that foundation. So what am I building on? So every week we have to be reminded. Every week we have to be reminded that brachas in life are stages. Yitein v'yachzor v'yitein. It's the stage of giving a bracha to Avram, to Yitzchak, Yitzchak to Yaakov as a singular individual. That needs a bracha. Then when you have a family, that needs another bracha. That's another stage. And then Moshe Rabbeinu to the tribes. That's another stage. And David HaMelech to a kingdom. That's another stage. But each stage needs a bracha, because each stage is a bracha now, but it's the foundation. It's the klei kibul. It's the kosher bracha for the future. And if it's not firm, if you go rush through it too quickly, then when you get to the next stage, you'll see that the next stage is not going to go so smoothly. And the Zohar HaKadosh is the first source that says what we say V'yitein Lecha on Motzoi Shabbos. You can read the whole thing, but he says it on page 24. Inan Mekayim Yalhu Barnash called Bechada Ka'amri Bitzibura V'yitein Lecha Elokim. That the person is going to get all the brachas and of the V'yitein Lecha Elokim, the Kolbo, 25 says Achar Kol Zeh Hasedim V'yim Chazan Mavdil Alkos Achar of Omer V'yitein Lecha Shein Psukim Shal Bracha L'Simen Tov. That the psukim of Yitain are simen bracha. That's why we should be makpid to say V'yitein Lecha every Motzai Shabbos. A lot of people, they're in a rush. And that's my whole yisod. We're always in a rush. So every stage of life we can never enjoy, and it never becomes firm to build the next stage. We're always in a rush. And we have no time to say V'yitein Lecha. We should say V'yitein Lecha. Yitain Lecha is simen bracha. Simen bracha. Every once in a while, when I was living in Brooklyn by my parents, Rabbi Bajdan, every couple of months would give a shmooze about saying V'yitein Lecha. Because V'yitein Lecha is usually either people leave or people are shmoozing. Because V'yitein Lecha is a big thing. But people don't want to say it. And people are half the way out. V'yitein Lecha. You got to say v'yitein lecha. It's a beautiful thing, and it's interesting, and it's a siman bracha, and who doesn't need a siman bracha in his life? It's a siman bracha, the Kolbo says, and the Zohar says, it's a siman bracha, and the Likutei Mariach says a beautiful idea. He says, where does it come from? He says that we know, the Magen Avraham, the Gemara says that every night, every Friday when we go to shul, when we come home from shul, two malachim are escorting us, right? The good one, the good angel and the bad angel. And if the table is set and everything is this, so right, you learned this in second grade, that the bad angel has to say, has to be molded to the good. So who are these two angels? So the Magen Avraham says the two angels, he quotes from the Matan Melech, that the bad angel is the Saroshel Esav. Now we know the Saroshel Esav is the angel that Yaakov fought with. And Yaakov didn't let him go until what? Until he was modeh that the brachas belonged to him. Right? So too, we don't let the malach go until we say v'yitein lecha to show that the brachas are ours. The brachas are ours. In other words, the Saroshel Esav every week, just like the Yaakov had with the Malach. So every week we have those two Malachim. The good angel, the bad angel is that same angel that Yaakov fought with. And Yaakov wouldn't let him go until he was modeh that the brachas belonged to Yaakov. So therefore we don't let him go until we say v'yitei lecha to show that the brachas are ours. But for us it means that in life we have many stages. V'yitein v'yachzor v'yitein means life is multiple stages. Like a person has to, every stage that he has to work on the stage of today. If right now he's holding by dating, so that's the stage that he's at, so he's holding on that. If he's not holding by that, then he's holding by preparing for that stage. And if you're not at the stage that you're supposed to be and you go too quickly, then the whole building is going to tumble because you didn't make a proper foundation. V'yitein lecha means each stage needs its proper time and its proper bracha. So wherever you are, don't look at the five stages ahead because you're not holding there yet. Look at what you're doing now and the stage you're at now and make sure that that's done in a solid form and that you need a bracha for. And every stage is another bracha. Don't skip stages, don't go through stages too quickly. And at the end, you'll have the firm building. But if you try to go too quickly and skip stages, then the building collapses. Because you didn't build the proper foundation. Yitein lechav v'yachzor v'yitein means every bracha is the bracha of today, is the clay cable for tomorrow. And that's v'yitein v'yachzor v'yitein. And that should give us a chizuk in whatever we're doing, in whatever stage we're up to in life, to give it our fullest with a bracha, and also not to forget to say v'yitein lecha every Motzai Shabbos. Because what do you want to go through a week without saying v'yitein lecha? So every Motzai Shabbos, even if the shul you're in doesn't say, and a lot of shuls don't say, I don't know why, but a lot of shuls, some have the minhag of the Arizal. But the Arizal, I think I quote in the page here, used to say v'yitein lecha. He said it after Havdalah. But somehow I think that the people that are not saying V'yitein lecha in shul are not saying it like the Arizal after Havdalah. So we should say V'yitein lecha. It's an important thing. It's a siman bracha. Who doesn't want a siman bracha in their life? So it'll take another 10 minutes, 15 minutes. You know, where you're rushing to? Where you're rushing to? You can't rush through life. That's the whole attitude, that we're rushing through everything. Everything's a rush. V'yitein v'yachzor v'yitein means every stage needs its time. And every stage needs its bracha. And if you do it properly, then in the end you'll have the shleimus. And if you don't do it properly, in the end you'll have nothing. So that's the yisod. And you always have to have the proper guidance to know which stage you're at and where's the next stage and what and how much time to spend on each stage. But life is stages. Life is, as Rav Shlomo Fisher writes, yitein v'yachzor v'yitein. That is this stage, and that's why each bracha took. That Yaakov's bracha started where Yitzchak's bracha. Yaakov laid the foundation for Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu laid the foundation for David HaMelech. Because each bracha, not just stop the word, big deal, the word. he had Vayikra, then he started Vayikra. And he had Vayita and Vayita, and then Zos. You know, it's an idea of building stage by stage by stage, one layer after the other layer, till ultimately you'll have a binyan shalem, and you'll have a lot of bracha, v'atzlacha, v'yitein l'chalokim, yitein, v'yachzer, v'yitein. Now, Mincha, Karsh?